Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunish Masar Biakar Sholem and Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Mudal speaks about the different groups, the different kisos there are in Leyoyim Adin. Leyoyim Adin Agadol, when it comes the Hosid Lavoy, there will be different groups that will be judged in different ways. And there's a big debate in the Rishonim which people belong to which group. But the end of the Gemara, everybody agrees. The Gemara brings the two final groups. And the Gemara says, the Poishe Yisrael Begufon, which the Gemara is explaining later what it means, what happens to them is, the Yoidim Legehenam, V'nidoinim Bo Yud Beis Chodesh, they go to Gehenna for 12 months, after 12 months, Gufon Kole, their body is finished, is gone, V'nishmosom Nisrefes, they burn the Neshama, V'ruach Befazartom Tachas Kapois Regla Tzadikim, and the wind sends them to be below the legs of Tzadikim. And then the Gemara discusses the final group. The Gemara says, Amini, Mesoiris, Epikorisim, people that are Koifrim, people that are Pirushu, Dachetzibur, the ones who are Machtis, Arabim, all of them, Yoidim Lagenon, they go to Gehenna, Vinidoidim, Boledoi Redoris, they will be there for generations. And the Gemara goes on and says, Gehenon Kole, Vehem Einam Kole. Gehenna will be finished, and they will not be finished. The simple understanding in our Gemara is that these last two groups basically have no hope. Meaning, the Rishonim, they're not so Rishonim, they go together only for 12 months. But after 12 months, there's nothing left of them. The other ones suffer for generations. And L'chor Mashra, they suffer forever, for eternity. So the simple understanding is that there's some groups that will never make it to Olam Haba. But the Leshem, grandfather of Eliyashiv, the big Mekubal, and his Sefer Gedomos HaShoarim Shar Avov, goes in a longer richus to say, a big yisoid, that in Am Yisrael, every single Jew will go to Olam Haba. What the Mishnah tells us at Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yeshev Chek Olam Haba, that is true, and as the Gemara there says, Dorish Rishumus Omru, that after all the people that have issues with Olam Haba, they're not going to go to Olam Haba, it says, Kulam Boim Olam Haba. At the end of the day, everybody comes to Olam Haba. And as the Lesha compiles the different Mephoshim, they explain our Gemara. Because our Gemara sounds that they don't go to Olam Haba. So he says, based on the Vilna Goyen, that when it says that they were showing go for 12 months, and then Guvam Kolen, Ishwasan Yisrafes, and they become under Kapo Yisragla Tzadikim, means that that is their way to get to Olam Haba. Through the Oinoshim, through the punishments that they go through, they become part and parcel of the tzaddikim, they join the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. It doesn't just mean they become ashes. It means that their existence, they remove the whole bad existence, and then they come and they join the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. And what the Gemara says in the last group, the Gehenom Kolav Eheminam Kolim, Gehenom will be finished, but they will not be finished. Says the Leshem, that this is explained by the Ramami Panu in the Sefer HaSom HaMoris, when he goes through the different groups in our Gemara. And he says over there, that this is similar to what the Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Chitzei Chole Bahem, the Kishbohu says, I'm going to throw all my arrows on them, Chitzei Kolim Vehem Enem Kolim. Meaning it's a bracha. The Kishbohu Givero says, I'll send on them all my arrows, but Am Yisrael will still exist. So also here the same thing. Gehenem Kolim Vehem Enem Kolim. They can stay in Gehenem until Gehenem Kivyochol expires. But once there's no more Gehenem, they will still continue to exist. They will go to Olam Haba. After being in Haran for generations, they will reach Olam Haba as well. And the Leshem adds, when it says they go to Doi Redois for all the generations, means until the final generation comes out. Till the last the Neshamas come out to the world, that's when they're going to be there. By the end of the day, they reach Olam Haba. And this is an unbelievable Yesoi that teaches us, regardless of what happens in the world, in the end of the day, every single Jew reaches Olam Haba. Either he reaches it in the straight way, going through the Torah and mitzvahs, doing what he's supposed to, or even if he becomes a Rasha Merusha, he'll be punished. He'll go through Gehenna. He'll go through all the suffering. But at the end of the day, he will reach Olam Haba as well. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.